President Trump was on the ground in Minnesota yesterday for something like 2 hours, barely that. He was there to tout his signature tax law, but the president is sure to be back between now and the 2020 election. The president's campaign is on the offense trying to flip this key swing state. Minnesota Public Radio's Brian Baxt has more.
When the vaunted Democratic blue wall crumbled in Republican Donald Trump's 2016 victory, Minnesota stood out on the map as an upper Midwest holdout. Trump won 78 of the state's 87 counties, but he still lost to Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton by just 1.5 percentage points. Trump's losing margin was closer than any presidential race here since 1984. Minnesota Republican Party Chair Jennifer Carnahan says it all adds up to opportunity for Trump.
We know that the president has strong support from across Minnesota. I think his support is even stronger today than it was when he ran in 2016. And the more times that we can get him back here, the better.
Vince Baudette is 72 and lives south of the Twin Cities. He came to the president's stop at a suburban trucking company yesterday and is all in for Trump. Red Make America Great Again hat and all.
The economy is going great. If Minnesotans understand the results that Trump has brought us, we're all living a little better now, and we're all taking in more money, and many more of us are employed. Trump ought to win. Can that message be delivered to Minnesotans? I'm not sure.
No Republican presidential candidate has claimed the state's 10 Electoral College votes since Richard Nixon in 1972, the longest blue streak in the country. But Trump is planting an early flag. He stopped by to hear from people benefiting from the federal tax rewrite, to plug his efforts to get mineral exploration projects moving, and to hint at the challenge ahead.
This has been a very special state. It's been a rare victory for Republicans, and we almost won it. One more speech.
So far, there are no full-time Trump campaign staff on the ground in Minnesota. But Trump is showing he won't wait until the closing days of the race to rally supporters here, as happened in 2016. Democrats are on guard.
Absolutely, I think he can win Minnesota. Do I think he will? I don't. I don't think he will win Minnesota because we're not going to take it for granted, and we're going to be just as organized, if not more.
Ken Martin is the state Democratic Party chairman.
The reality is that there's no map for the Democrats winning the presidency that does not include Minnesota being blue.
Trump campaigned in Minnesota last year for two Republican congressional candidates who won seats in an otherwise painful midterm election. But no Republican has won any statewide race here since 2006. Dana Coulthard of Minneapolis showed up to protest Trump's latest visit. She's upset about the president's anti-immigrant language and that Trump has gone after her congresswoman, freshman Democrat Ilhan Omar.
I'm just very disturbed by the backlash against her as a Muslim Somali American woman, and I do think that that's part of the reason why she's undergoing more scrutiny.
Coulthard says all the early talk about Trump's ability to flip Minnesota is overblown.
There is definitely Democratic support. I think it's just a matter of turning out those voters.
As the 2020 race ramps up, Minnesota's getting ready for its turn as a presidential battleground, and all the candidate visits, ads, and persuasion efforts that come with it. For NPR News, I'm Brian Baxt in St. Paul.